Live, 855-463. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's an open lines show. You can call in, talk about whatever interests you. The show is interactive, so is the website, freetalklive.com. You can go there, link to stories, blog posts, whatever you want. People will vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same with theirs. And there's a lot of eyes that hit freetalklive.com. Let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick?
Hello. On the topic of progressive taxation, or really just taxation in general, here's a thought experiment I read, which I have also thought myself at times, that I think can help explain the reasoning behind the justification of taxes and build some understanding between libertarians and statists, especially liberals. Imagine that America is a club. This club has particular services that we'll call public goods, things like education, roads, police, and fire services, that are intended to produce an environment conducive to the maximal well-being and standard of living of the club's members.
Sure.
In order to pay for this, this club charges member dues based on how well the club has worked for you. So the wealthier you get, the more you pay.
Yep.
This is what liberals already see America as being. And furthermore, I think that if America really were like this, libertarians would be fine with it too. So where's the disconnect? If liberals and libertarians both want this, why are they so at odds politically? Well, the part about this that's wrong, obviously, is that clubs are something that you willingly join and have to appeal to you to keep your business. But government doesn't. Clubs don't force you to join, and they don't claim monopolies on the ability to use force to get you to pay.
Mm-hmm.
We see this difference in private cities. Even if the American government were a non-governmental corporation owning all the land and charged you rent called taxes to stay on it and use that to pay for public goods, even if this were the case, it would still not be the same as a government doing the same, because a private entity still does not claim a monopoly on the use of force over you. About the most I think they'd be able to do if you don't pay is kick you off the land.
Yeah, that much is true.
And they wouldn't try to tax you if you went to another country.
In property taxes, that's what they do. They kick you off the land. When it comes to income tax, as I understand it, they generally don't throw you in jail for anything other than an income tax, other than being fraudulent. But then again, they may throw you in jail for refusing to file too. So that that would be an initiation of force.
Didn't that happen with Erwin Schiff and Ed and Elaine Brown?
I don't know about Ed and they also got structuring. So yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to talk about.
That is the difference. If you can talk to liberals and show them the gun in the room, that tends to be the most effective way to deal with them. And by the gun in the room, I mean that every product and every service that the government provides, no matter how inefficiently it provides it at the barrel of a gun. So if, for instance, you've got a fire department in your town and you would prefer to not employ that fire department, then you don't have a choice. You've got to pay for those engines and ladder trucks and whatever they have. If you would just want to take your chances and have extinguishers around your house or whatever, you don't have an option. A better example, schools. If in your neighborhood they have a school, you think the public school stinks, you don't want to send your kid there, doesn't matter, you still got to pay for it, and the money is taken from your child, essentially, because, well, you got to educate your kid anyway, and all the money that you have to pay the money to educate other people's kids and then educate yours too. And that's how the monopoly works.
Well, with fire protection, what they'll probably bring up, do you remember that story maybe about a year ago about a guy who didn't pay for his fire insurance or whatever properly, and so the town fire department let his house burn?
May very well have.
I remember that story. But there was a catch to it, if I remember, too.
What was the catch?
I believe it was, I don't remember now, but there was something that actually invalidated that whole argument. I don't remember what it was. That's an old story.
The fact that that fire department was still a monopoly?
That might have been it.
It could have been. There was something that actually invalidated the argument when the facts all came out, and I don't recall what it was.
Fire departments aren't there to save your house. This is the thing that people have failed to understand about fire departments. Fire departments are there to save your neighbor's house. Fire is a danger, especially in congested areas, because it will sweep through neighborhoods. And the fact is, if a fire catches in your house and, maybe you can get the fire department there in 3 minutes to put it out, but the water damage and stuff, you might as well have let it burn as far as the costs go.
Yes.
Generally.
More importantly than that, if I think that if we all lived in private cities, you know, the thing about private cities is they often have stricter regulations than what the government actually sure. has. And I suppose a private city would require you to pay for the insurance anyway. So I think that that argument is also moot.
Isn't there a private city down next to Disney World? I think it's called Celebration.
And that,
yeah, it's very strict,
Disney
actually.
Disney World itself lies in a private city district. And every time a hurricane sweeps through there, it's usually the least damaged place because they build their buildings to stricter code.
Indeed. And these are some of the advantages that you might get if there was competition in the marketplace. But government has no competition because the last thing the government wants is competition because it is the most inefficient form of organization out there. It can't handle competition. And even when it comes down to it, the United States government is so concerned about you leaving competition-wise that there are exit taxes now, mm-hmm. which essentially closes the loop on the slavery argument. In Roman times, slaves were able to possess money and buy themselves out of slavery over time. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Nick. They were able to possess property and possess money and to buy themselves out of slavery. And now here in the United States, in order to leave the country, say you want to go be a citizen of the Channel Islands or Liechtenstein or whatever to get some kind of better tax bracket, or you know, Costa Rica, you just like it down there, you like the ticas down there. Whatever your reason is, you've got to pay an exit tax to get out of the country. And it isn't cheap. It's mm-hmm. a percentage of what you possess.
That's if you give up your citizenship. But even if you were to go and be an expat someplace where you have dual citizenship, if anything you make over $80,000 a year, the federal government still reaches across the water yes. and grabs money from you because you're one of theirs.
There's a really great article, and I think it was written by Radley Balco. I'm not 100% certain, but it was called Accidental Americans. I may be wrong on the author here, and if you guys know, here, take an opportunity to look it up if you could. But it's called Accidental Americans, and it's talking about, for instance, you know, a guy moves to Canada, marries a Canadian gal, and then they have some kids. 18 years later, those kids go to work. Those kids have dual citizenship. The American government, the United States government, claims a percentage of those kids' wages and is going after them because they feel they own you even when you aren't on their land. So this is it only holds true on the slavery thing.
Yeah.
You know, you own a slave whether they're standing on your property or not. When they walk away, they're still yours. The United States government, it claims its citizens all around the world. It claims the money you earn in other countries. And then, of course, those countries can often claim a percentage of your wages, too. So you've really got this terrible situation where Americans are trying to make a living elsewhere. It could be very tough.
You know, earlier we were talking about the word capitalism. And for capitalism to work, you've got to have two main things. You've got to have risk and you've got to have competition. And can you tell me that Goldman Sachs really has risk and competition if they know they're going to get bailed out?
Sure.
And if the government let their primary competitor go out of business? But you can have greed even in a non-capitalistic system. Do you think the Soviet Union, the Politburo members weren't greedy? You know, the greed for power is worse than the greed for money.
Yeah, I mean, and they go hand in hand.
But you have to keep greed in check, and the traditional capitalism with competition and risk were the best check on greed that they've devised so far.
Yeah, competition is a great check on greed, and this is why. If you're a greedy businessman who wants to cut quality to your customer, then the next guy's going to come along, provide a better service, and your customers are going to go to them. Standard Oil at one point had a near monopoly. I think they had 80 or 90% of the business in this country. But within a decade, they'd lost it. Take a look at businesses like, here in the United States, Microsoft. Mm-hmm. They're losing whatever monopoly they might have had. Apple's got a huge, big old bite out of Microsoft.
And open source, too. Open source software is taking a big bite out of Microsoft
Linux,
as well.
Linux is Ubuntu or whatever it is.
Open Office, some of the open standard office programs now.
Market monopolies, generally, they don't exist. The only monopolies exist that are granted by governments. Governments are monopolies, and then they will give those monopolies to their friends and people that they feel they can control. 855-450-FREE if you disagree. Agree.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can call in, talk about what you want to. 855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Osborne.
And Wayne.
Now, Osborne, you're the principal over there at SACL CAI. You guys do collections. You do it in a manner that is different than a lot of collections companies. You try to treat your clients with respect. But what is changing now with the Obama administration and collections?
Oh, this is good stuff here. So Obama came out, I believe yesterday or today,
and said that he wants to make it easier for private debt collectors to call the cell phones of consumers delinquent on student loans and other monies owed to the federal government.
Yeah, so it'd be debt collectors that are collecting for the government.
Right.
So already the government has the advantage of if you don't pay the income tax that they claim you owe them, they can throw you in jail if you don't file.
Oh, they got all kinds of tricks up their sleeve. Like they don't have to use the court system to get a judgment against you if you quote owe them money. They can just take it right out of your bank account if they find it, or they can force your employer to just hand your wages over to them if they can figure out where you work.
Right, and no other company could do that. They
absolutely
lean
not.
On you.
We have to do this thing, you know, called present evidence and, convince a judge that the debt is valid and all those things. And,
what kind of debt do people get into with the government? There's obviously student loans.
Student loans, taxes, and then there's all kinds of other things.
Aren't mortgages
things that,
basically government loans at this point? With the Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Taking them over in some way, but I don't think those... I don't quite think fall in the same category.
Okay.
I know I was just at a conference last week with the head of collections for the Treasury Department.
Okay.
And they have just tons and tons of different agencies and departments that have debts owed them for all kinds of different reasons that I don't even understand.
So what are some of the other ways that you can think of? You just can't, there's student loans. What about taxation? I mean,
that would be one. No,
income taxation.
They don't really use private debt collectors for income taxes right now. They're talking about doing it again. They had an experiment where they tried it a number of years ago, and it just fell on its face.
So
because most private companies, have souls and aren't interested in collecting that kind of debt.
Oh, somebody will do it. Somebody will do it. Don't worry. Somebody will do it. So what is the – at this point, your average collection company cannot call you on your cell phone. Is that correct?
No, and there's – I actually think there's a good reason for doing this, right? I mean,
tell me why.
Back in the day, they made these rules that, you can't call a person's cell phone. And back then,
$5 a minute.
Yeah, $5 a minute. And most people had landlines that you could call. This day and age, I can't even get someone under the age of 30 on the phone anymore.
Right.
Because they just don't have landlines. And it's much cheaper. This is the primary mode of communication that people are using.
Sometimes it's under 40. I mean, the fact is, we've got a landline at my house, but it's essentially the business line for my sales, the sales arm of Free Talk Live. My wife almost never answers that thing, and she only answers it if it rings off the hook and she gets annoyed. She's got her own cell phone. She communicates with her friends and family that way, and that's how she gets her, and she's not under 30. She's not under 40.
Right.
So, I mean, a lot of people are doing this, and it's not just limited to the very, very young. But they're, of course, not going to change it for other people with, say, more legitimate debts.
Sure. I think this brings up a bigger issue. Like, what is the nature of a phone? Like, is that something that you have out there exposed to the world where anyone can just call you whenever they feel like it? Or is it something that's private to you that only people you have given permission to can call?
I'd say it depends on how out there the phone is. I mean, if you've given this phone in some kind of credit reference sheet, and then there that phone number is referred to the collections company, given to them by the debtor or the payee or whatever the term is, then how am I, as a collections company, supposed to know that your phone is a cell phone? Why should I go through whatever?
Oh no, it's right now, as the law stands, it's your responsibility to know that that is a cell phone, and there's companies that provide the service to you where you scrub the numbers through and they tell you this one's a cell phone, you can't call it.
Well, but how did this onus get placed upon me? That's what I want to know. I mean, if the person who borrowed money placed this phone number down as a way to be contacted, and then they don't want to pay their money, and I shouldn't contact them through that number? I mean, that's really bizarre, isn't it?
Right. I mean, it's basically archaic law, right?
It is.
And in my opinion, it sure seems obvious that if you have provided a number as your point of contact, I should be at least able to call you one time to find out whether or not you want to reject that phone call.
Right.
Or not, right? and in the marketplace, like, this thing people don't understand about debt collectors, right? They don't want to talk to you unless you want to talk to them. So pick up that phone and at least tell them to stop calling you, right? And then they won't. And if they do, then you know you can sue them and
right.
do all kinds
you have
of
that
other
option.
Things. But
if you don't want to talk to them, they're just going to file.
If they're running their business properly, they're going to stop calling you.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and if they don't, and the other thing, if you don't want to be a jackass and sue them, you can also call the original creditor and say, hey, you know, this collection agency you're using are kind of jackasses. And maybe you should think about using someone else like Sickle CAI.
That would make things a lot easier.
I would imagine, Jason, if you know you talk to the bill collector right away, that they would be expending less resources because then they would know, okay, we got a hold of him. He doesn't want to be called anymore. Cross him off the list. Is that how it works?
Right, for the most part. Or you put them on the back burner, because the secret to collections is that people's situations change over time. So if you sit on something long enough, someone will improve their life situation. You know, they'll get over a divorce, they'll get a new job, you know, and then they'll start taking care of their responsibilities. So,
guys, let's go to Mac in Indianapolis. Mac?
Yes, you were speaking earlier about examples of how the free market will eventually work, and
yes.
gave a couple of examples, one of which was Standard Oil. Is that, did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, I believe it was Standard Oil that had a near monopoly in the, I think it was 1880s.
And by the time the antitrust laws were passed, which were aimed at Standard Oil had already lost a lot of its market share through the market rather than through the law.
Okay, well, I got your point. I was thinking you were saying the government had nothing to do with it, and that was your point. Only after it was, they had already lost market share when the Sherman Act went in. Is that right?
Yeah, the fact is that the only monopolies that can truly exist are monopolies that are granted by governments,
which are also known as coercive monopolies.
No, I agree with your program and most of your premises. So.
Thanks for the call, Mac.
I do
appreciate it. Thank you very much. 855-450-3733. Nice thing about Open Lines current events shows, you can keep them honest. And that's what Mac was looking to do. Look, you know, I mean, yeah. I'll bet you had his research out on his computer, and he was ready to, if we were wrong on something, or if he felt we were wrong on something, believe me, we've been wrong on something tonight. There's no way a person can do a three-hour radio program and not slip up in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, I love it when listeners call in and tend to keep us honest. And I think that's it's an extraordinarily valuable thing about the listenership of Free Talk Live. Thank you for the call, Mac. And you can call in at 855-450-3733 about whatever you want to here on Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't moments... On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 3733 for those of you who don't know what the little letters are on your phone. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, and until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants, civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. The 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. This is the civics course you should have learned in high school. It prepares you to go into the court and move the court, to demand evidence from the judge, all kinds of things that they don't want you to know about. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember, when you check out, to use the pull-down menu to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live, it's jurisdictionary.com. By the way, Wayne, you asked to borrow my copy of Jurisdictionary. I have it in my briefcase for you, so don't let me forget it. This is a great course. You can loan it to your friends once you have it. Awesome course. It's jurisdictionary.com. Also, when you're doing shopping online, check out shop.freetalklive.com. It's a great way for you to benefit Free Talk Live and get the same great prices and service that you normally get from Amazon and Newegg at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll get everything the way you normally get it, but Free Talk Live will get a little spiff. It's shop.freetalklive.com. So, if you think it's scary that perhaps the government may call your cell phone and demand to be paid for whatever loans or whatever debt it has decided that you owe it, how about this? Army tracking plan, drones that never forget a face. Robots in the sky that will be used to look at, face recognition software here, everywhere.
That sounds scary, Mark. Faces in the sky?
Facial recognition software, sorry.
Not like Harry Potter.
Perhaps the idea of spy drones already makes you nervous, and maybe you're uncomfortable with the notion of an unblinking robotic eye in the sky that can watch your every move. It's from Wired.com. If so, you may want to click away now, because the Army has its way. Drones won't be able to look at what you do. They'll be able to recognize your face and track you based on how you look. If the military machines assemble enough information, they might be able to peer into your heart. Pentagon, whatever that means. The Pentagon has tried all sorts of tricks to keep tabs on the foes as they move around. Tiny transmitters, lingering scents, even human thermal fingerprints. The military calls the effort tagging, tracking, and locating, or TTL. And as the strategy in places like Afghanistan has shifted from rebuilding societies to taking out individual insurgents, TTL has become increasingly central to the American effort. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been devoted to it. The current technologies have their limits, however. Transmitters can be discovered, discarded, scents can eventually waft away, even the tagged can also get lost in a crowd. But there are some things that can't be so easily discarded, like the shape of your face or the feelings inside you keep inside. That's why the Army has just handed out a half a dozen contracts to firms that find faces from above. I can't even imagine how they can figure out what your face it looks like from above. Track targets and even spot adversarial intent from, like, body heat or something. If this works out, we'll have the ability to track people persistently across wide areas, says Tim Feldmer, the lead biometrics researcher at Progeny Systems Corporation, which recently won one of the Army contracts. A guy can go under a bridge or inside a house, but when he comes out, we'll know it's the same guy that went in. Progeny has just started work on their drone-mounted, long-range, non-cooperative biometric tracking and location system. And the thing that I wanted to point out about this is, you know, as disturbing as it is, there's a lot of people that would like to see more privacy in the liberty movement. I get it. I'm for it. I work on keeping my privacy to some extent or another. But this is coming, and it's going to come in lots of different ways. The Army's obviously interested in getting the terrorists over in Afghanistan, or whatever it is it's doing.
What about the hummingbird drones that can fly right by your window and look in?
They sure have them.
Kissing your wife.
Just go ahead. Hummingbird drone, just look it up on Google. It's out there. Or startpage.com, or whatever you want to look it up on. But these, you know, it depends on your privacy level that you're looking for. But you can believe once this technology is in place, and they're already working on it. 10 years ago, they were looking at doing this in Ybor City in Tampa, having this facial recognition software, and it failed. But that was 10 years ago. Software's gotten a lot better since then. And one wonders, well, when is it going to be that they're going to know who you are they're going to be able to track you everywhere? And I'm not just talking about the government, I'm talking about businesses. Businesses would love to know when a repeat customer comes in the door. They want to know this information. They want to know when somebody who has been targeted by loss reduction or shrinkage walks into the door, you know, a known crook. They want to know these things. They want to know, they're going to want to look at things about you. They're going to want to be able to market things directly to you.
Well, you know, there's also going to be, there could be a reaction in the marketplace to that. I think a lot of people, I think I'd probably be out in front of the store protesting with Dr. Albrecht on this one, because
it could,
you don't
well
have
be.
To go there. You don't have to go to a store that's tracking people with facial recognition.
I would like to know, I would love to hear tell me about the technology that has been ruined by protests of people who do not want it to proceed. I'd love to hear about it, because I can't think of one. As far as I can tell, these technologies are coming, and I do believe that privacy is something that's going to be reduced in the future. I'm not here rooting for it. I am not voting for it. I'm just warning my listeners that this is reality as you're going to see it in the upcoming decades.
Well, the technology itself is not the problem. It's how it's used. It's the intent.
Sure, sure.
If the intent is to spy on people and to share databases with nefarious government agencies to identify people for non-nefarious purposes, maybe these people are protesters. They're peaceful protesters. They're all being tagged, too, just like the people who are murderers and rapists. They're all being lumped into the same group by these technologies.
Yeah, I don't know what their groups are, but I can tell you that they want to know as much as they possibly can, and different organizations are going to use this information. I want to know when that list of government agents comes on my property. You know, this is going to trickle down to the individual. You're going to know who's coming, just by the camera in your driveway or whatever.
Well, a few years back during the whole real intense build-up to this Homeland Security state, General Poindexter called this total information awareness, and this is part of that.
Absolutely.
I want private people to have this technology, right? When mm-hmm. I go into a store or a restaurant or any place of business, I want excellent service, right?
Yeah.
And if they have this kind of technology, that's what they are going to use it for because they are in the business of providing good service. Look at what Amazon does with all of their tracking and data collection and crazy stuff. They provide excellent customer service. That's the only place I shop. I mean, it's excellent.
When I worked at a gym in Sarasota, Florida, there was a guy who owned a plumbing business, a very, very, very popular, successful plumbing business. I think he was a partner there, and his name was Bob or something. And he liked to be treated very well. And I figured out very quickly that I could make a significant tip. And I'm talking about, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, I could make a $20 tip by valeting his car for him and making sure that he was made happy at the gym. Mm-hmm. There weren't any other people at the gym that were doing this for me. And this was a way to, I mean, that was 3 hours pay or so. Mm-hmm. So when Bob drove up in his Corvette and he parked it, you know, in the fire lane, and came in, and he saw me, he tossed the keys to me, and I'd go out and I'd valet his car, and you can mm-hmm. believe I did. Bob got excellent customer service because I recognized his face. If Bob could be, an athletic club could figure out and target Bob as a big spender, what do they call them in Las Vegas?
VIPs.
VIP. Well, but in Vegas, they have some term. Whales?
Whales.
Whales.
Mm-hmm.
If they can identify Bob as a whale and, give him the kind of service that he demands, then, you know, they'd make significantly more money off this guy and be happier, and then the other whales would come and all this other stuff, right?
Yep. There's a restaurant I go to in Manchester all the time, and as soon as I walk through the door, before I sit down, there are three Diet Cokes lined up in front of my...
There you go.
Wham, wham, wham. And this is what excellent customer service will get you. I'm not saying that this can't be used nefariously. It certainly can. If this makes you nervous, the idea of the government tracking your every move, let me know. Tell me about it. Or businesses. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hello again, I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You might be able to squeeze you in here in the final segment. 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And Osborne.
And Wayne.
Jason, thank you for being on the show this evening. It is always a pleasure to have one of our big sponsors here on the show and sitting in with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yep. And
maybe you won't take an entire year next time to invite me.
Oh, God. You know, it's you live a little ways away. What can I tell you? It's hard to remember. When I need somebody to sit in, I need them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually called you to sit in on last night's show, but you were on the way, so, sat in on the show. Anyway, the AMP program. I want to tell you about that real quick. The AMP program is Free Talk Live's subscription program, our membership program. If you believe in the ideas of liberty like we do, and you want to spread these ideas far and wide, and you believe the ideas of freedom need to be heard here in the United States and abroad, the best way to do that, the best use of your money, is amp.freetalklive.com. We'll take your AMP contribution of $3 a month or more, depending on what you want to contribute. And we'll offer you a few perks, like, there's the AMP-only call-in line, the AMP-only podcast that's commercial-free, and more. It's amp.freetalklive.com. It's a really great way to support, for instance, if you support what Ian's doing, getting arrested for civil disobedience, or you support Free Talk Live talking about liberty every night, amp.freetalklive.com. So let's go back to this article where, apparently the government is figuring out how to use their drones, their eyes in the sky, to identify people through facial recognition software and even computer programs that can apparently decide what your... let me go on here. Progeny, a company that is working with the military and coming up with this, says that it can do it. It can take an existing drone like the handheld Raven and turn it into a TTL machine. Any pose, any expression, any lighting, this fella, Faltimir, says Progeny needs an image with just 50 pixels between the target's eyes to build a 3D model of his face. And that's about the same as it takes to traditionally capture a 2D image. Naturally, the model gets better and better the more pictures that are taken during the enrollment. Once the target is enrolled in Progeny's system, it might take only 15 or 20 pixels to identify that person again. A glance or two at Raven's camera might conceivably be enough.
What if I wear war paint or something?
I don't know. I you know,
because in Britain, to combat the cameras, the closed circuit TVs, people are wearing masks and trying to obscure their faces.
Right, they're wearing sunglasses and bandanas.
On your nose like this.
Yeah, all kinds of things. You know, people will be doing to try to defeat this stuff in order. And I think that you know that's what you're fine. But another thing is the Army's using is putting cash towards building a so-called adversary behavior acquisition collection, understanding and summarization or abacus tool. The system would integrate data from informants' tips, drone footage, and capture phone calls, and then it would apply a human behavior modeling and simulation engine that would spit out intent-based threat assessments of individuals and groups. I hate how they talk. I never even understand what they're saying, but the military speak. Intent-based threat assessments of individuals and groups. In other words, this software could potentially find out which people are most likely to harbor ill will towards the U.S. military or its objectives. Well, come on. Isn't that easy? The one whose family they killed last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't it simple? You know, you can't fight a war without having collateral damage, or what we call innocent victims. And innocent victims, it tends to create some animosity. That animosity turns into more terrorists. You can't kill terrorists without creating more terrorists. Or like I think you could create sort of an assassination program that might limit the amount of animosity that was built. But wars, which is all that the military seems to know how to do, they want to put as many boots on the ground and cost as much money to the taxpayer as possible. You can't do that without collateral damage. Even these drone strikes have been having collateral damage. It's certainly less than boots on the ground military has had. But what I want my listeners to understand is that the anonymity that we have had over time is going away. It's not going to be wanted posters anymore. At some point in the relatively near future, your face is going to be in a database, government and otherwise, and they're going to be, you know, getting information about you. Whether that information is going to be used for good or ill, they're going to be doing it, and that is the world is going to move to a less private place.
And whether it's true or not, how do you purge untrue records from a government database? If there's a typo or some kind of clerical error, or maybe they're trying to get you to do something, so they put something false in there, get you on Interpol when you don't belong there.
Well, don't you just call up their customer service reps and get them to take care of that for you?
Yeah, try to get off the terrorist watch list, the fly list.
Else. Yeah. Yeah. Good luck.
So there's two fly lists. One of this no fly list, you can't fly at all, and there's the sort of watch list.
As much as people complain about the private credit rating agencies, they're still a lot more responsive to errors than the federal government, let's say, trying to purge somebody off of a no-fly list that doesn't belong there.
Sure, they want to be right in their ratings. I imagine, I know that there's certainly some government regulations that go into play, but I don't know if those government regulations make it better or worse for the person who is the innocent victim when dealing with these credit regulation agencies, these credit agencies. But, you know, the credit agencies are a good example. I think Facebook is another example. Facebook seems to have sort of a company philosophy based around the idea that people are nicer on the Internet when they aren't fake. And is all you have to do is go to some message board where people are anonymous, and you can find that they can be pretty grumpy in a lot of cases.
What message board would you be thinking of, Mark?
I'm thinking of 4chan specifically, but certainly at bbs.freetalklive.com. If you come out of your mouth wrong, they're going to fillet you. If you like yourself a good debate sprinkled liberally with pornography and foul mouths, the completely unregulated BBS at bbs.freetalklive is for you. They would be happy to welcome you into the fold. But I am thinking of all kinds of anonymous internet boards, and you know, Facebook, there's at least some level of accountability there. People will certainly make Facebook fake Facebook accounts, but you can unfriend them and then they can't talk to you anymore. So I tend to, on my Facebook, I try to just friend people that I've met and had interactions with and things like that. Now, I meet a lot of people, So I may not friend somebody who I just, you know, met one in one place. I'm trying to keep my little flow down, so I'm less likely to do some friending. But other people, you know, I've seen people with like 5,000 friends. They can't possibly know all these people, right? But this is what Facebook's philosophy seems to be, is that they want to do away with a great deal of the anonymity that is on the Internet. And I'm telling you, people, I think anonymity is going to be something that tends to disappear. And I think that there's good and bad to it. And it's just something we need to sort of accept.
Well, even the idea of paying cash, that's... you know, an anonymous economic transaction.
Sure.
And really, you're seeing cash being phased out, and you're even seeing how using cash can get you treated like a criminal in some circles.
Absolutely. I think the government really would prefer that all transactions be tracked and by them. They don't like cash particularly, and I think that they would really, really enjoy being able to do away with it. I like to do transactions in cash. I prefer that system. There are ones where, you know, using credit cards is, you know, it's preferable. Online, difficult to do. And in this case, Bitcoins is a great invention, but it hasn't been adopted universally at this point. So, you know, until some companies want to take Bitcoins, you know, you're going to have to buy with credit cards online. And that's the way that's going to be. So I'm just trying to warn people that the government is using facial recognition software. I think this will get into businesses before long. It'll probably make it down to the consumer level at some point relatively soon. And this is the kind of thing that people need to be considering, that they're probably on camera far more than they even know in their lives. And, you know, you need to conduct yourself accordingly.
Well, anytime you go into one of those big box stores, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Even strip malls, gas stations. They all have cameras now.
You don't think they're chasing after the hot girls and those cameras and not paying attention to you?
In some cases, yeah. I wouldn't say I blamed them.
Just always wonder. I mean, you know, if I'm sitting there and I'm looking through the camera, what are you going to be looking at, you know? I mean, it's just kind of how the more interesting folks are the ones you're going to look at, and attractive people are interesting, right?
It's not the tool, it's the user.
And it's all about the intent, too. The intent of using the technology. The technology can be great if it's used properly.
Thanks for listening to Free Talk Live. You can participate in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We are live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week, live streaming all the time at Free Talk Live, downloadable podcasts for the last 7 days at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.